Well, hello, man. How are ya? It's soon be New Year's in 2022. So before next year, I want to get something off my chest. And I have a lovely cold beer sitting in front of me. Which over time, to me, is better than a hot chick. It's way more reliable. Then instead of causing me a great deal of trauma, it relaxes me. And as you guys are well aware, I'm not a young man. But even when I was a young man, I didn't believe the hype about femmes. They were too damn good to be true. I should have known something was wrong because everybody that was pushing the hype was a femon. But I never actually believed they could be that bad as they are today. Because even in my day, they were fakers, liars, and spiteful and mean. And from what I notice, these femmes can be very nice, but there's always a spitefulness just under the surface that can be activated at any time. And the worst thing that I saw about femmes as I sort of observed them over life is they not only could be very spiteful and hurtful, especially towards men, there was another trait that is worse than mostly all of them. They got enjoyment out of being spiteful and causing pain. And to me, that takes a special human being to like causing pain. But, you know, I said to myself, well, at least they're good mothers. But are they? Mostly all femmes that I saw that were mothers used their children as pawns, as levers. It's like as if they were playing some sick game. And yes, unfortunately, mostly all of them do that. And the trouble is, nearing the end of my life, well, we never know when, do we? I am really struggling very hard to find some good trait about a femon. At the moment, the only thing I can think of is some of them can look quite attractive. But not forever, is it? And that is only superficial anyway. Because I've always looked for something deeper. And you know, I've come to the age now and I'm thinking maybe there isn't anything deeper at all. And of course, if you think back just in my younger days, there was loads of songs about femmes, about how men loved them. They thought they were wonderful and so beautiful. Just think of the amount of songs there is. But there won't be any more songs written about femmes like that. But I guess when I was a younger man, I kind of lucky in a way. Femmes were probably the same. Of course they were. But they looked a lot better in my day. They kept themselves quite slim and fit. They didn't do it just for men. They did it because it's advantageous for them. But have you seen the amount of bigger femmes out there today? And the funny thing is the femmes are destroying the only thing they really have. Femmes are a dying species. And us real men are not going to step in and save them. And femmes are destroying themselves faster than I thought they would. And the trouble is, they're doubling down and trebling down. And they're so unaware that they don't realize that they're losing all the advantages that they ever had. Femmes just love to destroy and hurt men. But it's getting a lot harder for them to get hold of one. Of course, the good news is there's a lot of good men out there. And they will stay good men. Because they won't get involved with a controlling femon. You see, good men just really want a peaceful life. And most good men deserve it. Femmes have become so loud and obnoxious and entitled and aggressive that the only solution for men is to avoid them, as they're only offering one thing anyway. And let's just say femmes were like in the car factory. It was a femon model, and the car factory just wasn't selling that model anymore very much. The car company would change the model, wouldn't they? Or they'd discontinue the line. Well, in my world, the femmes have been discontinued. And if you guys have got the really older models, they're the better ones. Well, I hope you guys out there have a great New Year's. I normally celebrate it with quite a few people and family, but this year, I think it's going to be a quiet one. That's because of the old pandemic as well, I guess. We'll be talking real soon. Take it easy.